written or sent any messages. It's getting just worse and worse and worse. Okay, job's tying me down a little bit. Fever's okay now. I don't know if it's dengue fever or not. I don't think half the doctors let the quacks on the song. What I had is real, real high temperature. I had a, feel like a rash over most of my body, so it turns out the rash is heat rash. But it developed overnight, so everybody's got heat rash over here apparently. But, and the fever was just a good bug, and I caught it and got rid of it. Not quite back out to normal yet, nothing I can't chug along with. Things been sort of hairy, a little bit of news about what's going on here. I don't know if you remember me mentioning Sergeant Minotti, one of the newspaper articles I had there. He was in it as having a Bible, which had traveled with his family from the Civil War all the way up and protected him. Well, they constructed a new LZ about a week and a half ago, and he went out, he's working for S4, working for me, out on a log pen, out on the forward LZ, and stepped on about a 50-pound landmine and killed him right off. So shame seeing a family, and he's an outstanding soldier. And our new CO, this guy that they call Captain Rock, very senior captain, thinks he knows it all. He was the one that told us that, well, hell, I only needed one canteen a day. That's all I need. Nobody else needs anymore either. And so, I guess this is about a week ago, Bravo Company had 23 heat casualties, and one of the men died from heat exhaustion. So, I think our captain is in rather deep stuff, as we call it. I don't think he's going to get out of it, and I wouldn't be too surprised if he really took some grief. The new job as property book officer is really, really taking me down. A damn property book's worth a couple $1 million. And it seems like I'm the only one that really cares about accountability about anything. And it gets sort of hard, but the previous PBO, he showed me what happened. Showed me what's going on as far as property books. I knew quite a bit from Carson anyway, so not feeling too badly. Best thing about it is it keeps me busy all the time. I don't have any minutes, any time to spare, and of course the time goes by pretty quick. Area back here is really deserted. There's only about 20 people back here. I'm the only officer back here, and actually I have the charge of the battalion. Anybody comes back here, I don't need to work anywhere. All I have to do is have a desk, and I can do my job. It's just keeping books straight, as well as acquiring stuff for supply, but most of the battalion is working out of Benoit. That's their rear base, and their new fire base is called LZ Rock, after another article in there you saw about a Sergeant Rock, quote Sergeant Rock, his name is Sergeant Musial, used to be a cook, a sergeant, and took over the recon platoon, and he's a hard-nosed son of a gun, I'll tell you, and he's rough, he's got all his valorous awards. Well, one of those newspapers I sent home to you, there's a picture of him, and shows him getting a Silver Star for his actions on L.T. White when Lieutenant Jordan A. got hit. So they named an L.V. after him. New L.V. isn't too bad. They had made one, only been on one L.V. They built it in about 2 days, and they stayed on it for a week after that, and they made a move again. That was where Sergeant Minotti got killed, and of course a couple guys from Boston Company got their mule blown up underneath them. I had 2 5 mice, two good, real good men I worked closely with when I was with Bravo Company. But a mule is it's a ton and a half ton platform. It's looks like a great big wagon, like the kids play with, except it has a flat body and a steering wheel on the front. There's no, you know, a seat. Very small little thing. It's made for very slow speed and carrying large bundles over rough terrain. They were carrying sandbags in the darn thing, and the back wheel hit one of these 50-pound mines that the Gooks had set out the night before, and blew the hell out of the mule. My two guys didn't get hit. There was another guy from another company that was going out on a mule to the log pad. He lost a few limbs. So I'm sort of glad they moved to LZ Rock, where there aren't any booby traps. Apparently they're finding all sorts of caches and everything else. Hey, I got your package, and that was just fine. I tell you, I really. Everybody sees me get packages, they know what I got. I got popcorn. They want it. I can't thank you enough. I got your tape. Tape number 7 with the news. And there's about 6 new jobs, a Vandegraaff machine. If he gets it, I don't know. Sure hope he does. I think I gave you the information about the Virginia taxes and the check. I guess I mailed the check directly, but you should have a copy. Sort of doubt now whether I'll get a leave or not. I've only got for my D-Rose about 30 days to go. That's pretty wishful thinking. No, I've got more like 90 days to go, which is only 3 months. According to my D-Rose course, I got credited with jungle school as part of my tour, so instead of coming home about the 26th, I'll be coming home about the 5th of September. I've signed over all this property, and I'm afraid if I take the leave, I'm going to come back and end up paying $10,000 or $20,000 for something some crazy son of a gun lost. I didn't care for him, which I'm signed for, so maybe it's just as well I don't take the leave. I think I can do a lot of good here and save some money at the same rate. But anyway, I doubt if I could get to Hawaii. The way it stands now, the IR schedule stands now, it's real hard to get to Hawaii other than on R&R. Since I'd be taking a leave, that wouldn't count. The rockets for about the last week have been terrible. We haven't had any rockets for the last 2 days, but before that, we got rocket attacks about every 3 times, 4 times a day. After a while, it gets pretty choked. They don't hit close to us. Either hit on one of the other sides at us, but apparently from the places they shoot their rockets, unless one's misguided, we won't get hit. We've only had 2 land anywhere close anyway. One landed about 150 meters the other day, and right at chow time, and I was taking a shower. And of course, the showers stand sort of tall, and you don't like to be in the damn thing when rockets are going off. I heard those things whistling, and I jumped down into the ditch, and I forgot that it rained the last night before, and went up to my knees in mud, and mud in my hair, and chest, and everything else. Everybody came by and laughed their heads off at me. It was pretty funny. That's all I can ask. Got a letter from Jim Jordanet, as I hear you do, too. He wants me to send him some stuff, which I will, and He just writes me a real funny letter. I was glad to hear from him. I hate to be the one to tell him about Sergeant Minotti, because Sergeant Minotti was the man that saved Jordanet's life. They were real close friends, because Jordanet was the assistant S4 on the Ford Firebase, and Sergeant Minotti was his assistant. So they're pretty close. Of course, Sergeant Minotti risked his life several times trying to save Jordanet when he got hit. When you hear about these movements, these troops moving home, don't even consider me for coming home with one of those things, because First Cav will be the very last unit to leave. Its mobility is fantastic, and naturally they'd keep the most versatile unit back here longer than they would any straight leg units like the 25th Division. Of course, 25th Division doesn't do anything anyway. I think they're a bunch of cowards, but so naturally we're prejudiced in the Cav. I sort of imagine that they'd, the last 2 units to pull out would be the 1st Brigade of the 5th MAC Infantry, which was on Fort Carson when I was, but left for Vietnam soon after. And the Cav, because you got armor and helicopters combined with ground troops. So I'll tell you, the 25th Division and the Cav don't get along at all. It's almost a joke. We have a beautiful area back here because we really take care of it. And we scrounge a lot of good lumber and stuff. And of course, all my men are required to shine their boots, which is unheard of in a combat zone. But I'll tell you, they look like some sharp soldiers. And take a little pride in themselves. Wear clean fatigues and everything else. At least 25th Division cats, they don't do anything. They don't even wear steel pots. They wear soft caps. It's a cab policy to wear steel helmets at all times. That's your only uniform. Oh, there's so many things that just the 25th Division really loses out in a lot of senses. I guess it's just like the infantry and the Marines during the Second World War. GIs didn't have anything, and they stole it from the Marines. And of course, they put a guard on it, and the Marines never would. So anything that the 25th Division has is at our disposal, since we'll just go make a midnight requisition and take it. And we'll keep a guard on it, but they never will. It's wild, I tell you. I hope you're a lot better, Dad. I understand. I hope you've gotten rid of that infection. It's no fun. I know. And I hope Uncle Dick's better from this bursitis. I'm sorry to hear that, because that's a real busy time of year for him to get in trouble. Got a letter from Aunt Margie. They had a real wild situation the other day. We have a recon company, and the recon platoon was out making some combat assaults by helicopter on different areas just to check them out, see if anybody was there, and they're checking out this old LZ, Val Air. There wasn't anybody on the LZ, it was just a sort of like a hollow form of one. They checked it out, and had about 2 hours before the birds would pick them up to go back to the base camp. And one of the men apparently went in a bunker and went to sleep. Well, nobody checked to see if this guy was still with him, so they took off in helicopters without him, and he woke up without anybody around in the middle of nowhere, without another soul around except for the goose. So they turned him up missing the next night. That night, they didn't come back. He couldn't come back and get him at night. This kid played it pretty smart. He ran into the bushes right off the LZ where he knew it was safe and people couldn't find him. He's lucky he did, because there was a pre-planned artillery strike going in on the LZ that night just in case any goose decided to come up and find out what the GIs are doing. Next morning, they sent out a bird and made a CAN, and the kid popped smoke and just walked out. He was lucky. There's a lot of stuff like that happens. A lot of trouble. They're investigating a guy right now that's missing in action. That we're working with the 11th Armored Cavs. I don't know if they don't know what happened to the kid. He got wounded in the hand, and that was the last they ever saw him. I hope he's AWOL, but he's missing in action right now. I'd hate to have to tell his folks that. Luckily, he's not my man, and I don't have any responsibility for him. You mentioned that. You're talking about these combat dogs, Mom, and how ferocious they look. I'll tell you, those are some of the most gentle beasts around. There are many different types of dogs. There's the scout dog, which we use quite extensively. And his full function is to sniff out goots. And when he does that, he doesn't do anything about it. In other words, he doesn't attack him or anything else. All he has to do is smell a gook and he freezes, and everybody else passes the dog, and the dog handler goes in for contact. The dog doesn't do anything. And most of the dogs are real friendly. But the dogs that aren't too friendly are these sentinel dogs who they let loose in supply yards at night. And I'll tell you, some of my guys lost the seat of their pants in the same dog before. The only way you can get something sometimes. Freddie's fine. He's in Benoit right now with our combo sergeant. I understand that all the gems arrived safe and sound. Glad to hear that. I couldn't figure out any other way to do it. You might go downtown with those gems or somewhere in price and see how much they're worth. I might have been out of my mind. Maybe I bought a bunch of painted glass, but I think they're pretty good. Hope so, at least. I was pretty scared about them, as you noticed them, the way I packed them. Haven't heard anything from Nancy for about a month and a half. Of course, I've only sent her about 2 tapes, a letter or two. I guess she's pretty leaked off at me. just convinces me that all women are fickle anyway. Sorry, Mom. And they don't give enough attention that they don't pay any attention to you, so maybe it's just as well. Talked to Andy the other night. I got this new telephone. It's a new type of telephone which has an amplifier in it. This has always been my problem in the past, is Saigon's far enough away that you can't pick them up clearly on a regular field phone. So I policed up this field phone with an amplifier on it, which boosts both what you hear and what you say. And I just fooling around last, I guess it was two nights ago, and tried to get Andy, and I got him. Got him at his home. We talked and shot the bull for a while. He told me Judy was here, we're coming today, and he don't want me to come down, but I doubt if I'll be able to make it. But that means I can call him anytime I want now. As long as I can keep getting batteries for the darn thing. Yeah, this looks like. I'm back again. Looks like I could do a few solos for you tonight, some music for you. Didn't bring my piano along, so I don't think I can do anything. Place is really shaping up back here. They're finally in over the 25th Division people over at their PX are building a sauna bath and a massage parlor by the Goots. That should prove rather interesting for the number of men around here. This job is really making me prove myself, because I'm the only supply representative back here, and anything my S4 people can't get in Benoit, they send requirements back for me to get. And believe me, they can really find some off-the-wall stuff for you to scrape up. Luckily, my predecessor, Mr. Smith, is a warrant officer Smith, I call him Mr. Gave me all his ins and where to get stuff and how to get it. We have a Filipino detachment on post here. It's the PhilCAG-G. It's a Philippine Civic Action Group in Vietnam. They take up about a quarter of this post to chain in. And luckily, myself and Sergeant Fuller made friends with the commander of the supply division over there. And it works out beautifully, because everything that we have that's excess, they need and they can't get. And of course, everything that we can't get, they have in their supply guide. So all I have to do is cross the palm of the colonel with a few mosquito nets or a few flak jackets or poncho liners, and I can get anything I want. Truckloads of lumber and cement and paint and stuff like that. Of course, it makes you look pretty good, being able to get this stuff that nobody else can get through channels. I'll tell you, it helps. A poncho liner is a specially fabricated blanket that's extremely light, very washable, and very warm if you want it to be. It has multiple uses. You'll never see one back in the United States. They don't use them back there, and they're worth quite a bit of money. Give you an example, if you go down to Benoit or Saigon with three poncho liners, you can get a ride anywhere in the world on one of the Air Force C-141s with no questions asked. So they're worth quite a bit. I've got loads of other stuff to trade too. I don't know if I told you, what I'm carrying now is a 45 caliber grease gun. It's a burp gun, a small submachine gun with a 45 caliber. And of course it's a nice thing to carry. It looks cool. Doesn't do you a damn bit of good, because it's not accurate at all, but I keep it in my room here. Of course, I have that little Duke pistol that I found out what kind of ammunition it takes. It takes 9mm Russian ammunition. It's called a Makarov pistol, capital M-A-K-A-R-O-V. And it's issued to Soviet, Chinese, and North Vietnamese officers and field grade officers. Pistol's quite valuable. Down in Saigon, you can get about $200 or $300 for it, as you can for any Russian arm that is captured. But I don't think I'll sell it. I'll register it and bring it home. I hope Andy can make it here. I've never been able to get the stuff to him. I'm going to give him this burp gun and give him a grenade launcher to use the self-defense while he's there. As I said, I talked to him the other night. It was real funny. We gave giving each other a great deal of static over the phone. And he said he's going to try to make it. But Judy's here now, so I know he can't. I'd sure like to see him and talk. I never met Judy. Matter of fact, I might call him tonight. That'd be funny if I could tape that darn call, but I don't think it's loud enough to tape on a tape recorder. But it might be interesting. One of these days I'm going to tape a conversation on an Army field phone. The phone system here is abysmally hilarious. To call Saigon, I've got to... I won't use the code names yet on the phone, because I don't want to be too swift, but you've got to call... You call our battalion commo, and you ask for them, their code name, then you have to go through brigade, then through division, then to Tainan switch to Kuti switchboard, to Saigon switchboard, to MACV switchboard, and if MACV finally calls the number you want. Well, naturally, after you go through so many systems, your power... My phone is only run by two BA-30s, my regular phone, the two flashlight batteries, and it's not too powerful when you go nearly 50 miles on a darn thing. But this amplifier helps everything out. And I suppose I could call home on the darn thing. It's not quite legal. So I don't think I'll try it. Had a barbecue last night I set up for Mr. Smith. He's leaving this morning. That was a lot of fun. We invited some of the Filipino gang over there, and they brought about 8 or 10 cases of their San Miguel beer. That's what they call it. So some of the worst beer you ever tasted in your life. And this beer is so bad, cold, when it's cold, that you can hardly stomach it. Well, of course, the Filipinos drink it warm, and that's all he had. Maybe, well, of course, you can't insult a guy. He had to drink the stuff. But it just puts a real strain on you. Real big strain. Had another officer come in to take over my XO job. Actually, since I'm somewhere else. Looks like he'll turn out all right. It's a good time to be out of the field. And as it stands right now with this job, I can't even get to the field. I don't have the time to do it. We've got inspections coming up, so it might cost me a couple $1,000s, but at least I don't get bumped off out in the field. It's real dangerous these days. See, I got a letter from Dick, or from Amy, I guess. I've received 3 or 4 letters from Dottie Wheeler. Or Ernie's wife. I can't remember his last name. Bad news, but hey, she sends me a letter every once in a while, and damn it if I've forgotten to answer. That's really bad protocol. I should write, because she's been so sweet to tell me all the family news on her side of the family and everything. That means a lot to me to think that she takes the time. The mail has been terrible. The only way we get mail now is the mail is sorted down in Benoit, and it's someone we have to get a certified courier to bring it back to us. The result takes anywhere from a week to 2 weeks to get to us. I'm finally getting old letters now from y'all. But I'll tell you, it really destroys your morale sometimes not to get the old mail. Can't tell you how much that hearing Dickie sing and Mom playing, that meant a lot to me. Sort of takes you back. Gives you a real warm feeling to hear that. Makes you feel like you're in the room, living room with everybody else. 9:30 in the evening. Sitting here with my fan playing on me again. Dust has subsided, how about that? That might be a little bit more grammatical. Perimeter is quiet, lights are on. See the guy sitting up on a bunker. Once in a while, a mortar will fire a flare in the air and light up everything. It's been raining just like the devil. We have trenches all around our buildings to drain off the water. The trenches are about 2 feet deep. Well, the trenches are right up to the brim of water, that's how much it's been raining. Just like you can remember some of the letters I wrote from up north, well, it's just about the same. When it rains like it's gone out of style. You probably have 2 or 3 inches of rain inside the time, maybe half an hour or an hour. Just easy. Just pours. But my hooch is dry. My bed's dry. Fan's dry. Everything else is dry, I'll tell you. It's quite a bit of difference from the field. I've gotten quite a few of my guys in the S4 with me. I brought along with me. Which I'm glad to have because they're competent people. Got one Sergeant E7 working for me who's... I don't know, he's just out to lunch. The type of guy that if I turn my back on him in 10 minutes, he's got something so fouled up that it's hard to correct. And when you're dealing with a lot of money, it doesn't help any too much. Haven't been able to take too many pictures either. There have been some wonderful times too, but the only picture I've gotten, of course, is in a small little camera. I'll tell you, carrying my big camera is hard to carry around a lot of times. Especially when I'm on the move, going over to my supply point or my ammo dump or our maintenance group. I can't carry the camera around with me, but I can carry that small little Yashica camera, this little teeny spy camera. And although it takes black and white, it's still better than no picture at all. So I hope you understand that. I don't know how you can make slides out of that or anything else. I'm just hoping they come out. I just counted up my number of days on the calendar, and I've got 96 days and a wake up before I get home. So, kids getting short. That's a nice feeling. I'm almost tempted to extend over here, except that I don't think I'm quite crazy enough to do it. One of these days I'll get a replacement for my job, and that's the only bad thing. My books are straight now, but give me a week and I'll screw them up somehow. Then I'll have to explain it to my replacement and sign over all the stuff to him. Hope you're all well at home. Hope Dad's better, and hope the spring season didn't get into you, Mom. She got air conditioning now, but I don't imagine air conditioning too well, and it's cool. I forgot, too, it's May 30th today. So I guess it's getting pretty warm, anyway. Never thought of that, I automatically make an assumption that it's just hot as a blazes or winter at home. It's over here. The temperature during the day goes up to about 110, and right now during the rainy season it starts raining at night and the temperature drops to around 60, so you have to use a blanket. That's about the majority of the news I have. Wish I could tell you some funny anecdote. I haven't heard too many these days. A lot of guys hurt. It's not much contact now. Where our units are operating. The only thing they're hitting is booby traps and these damn tank mines. You can imagine what happens when one of these tank mines are made so that they'll only explode after so much pressure is put on them, and it's like 500 or 600 pounds of pressure. But what they've been experiencing is that they've been taking these tank mines and putting a very sensitive fuse on it so that they'll go off when a man steps on it. Well, you can imagine what happens when about a 200-pound tank mine goes off by a man setting it off and wipes out half a platoon right there. and that's been happening. Kids are pretty smart. Well, thanks for the package, and thanks for the tapes you've been sending. Of course, Dad, I've been getting those pictures. It's a lot of fun to watch. Look at your pictures, I'll tell you. They're all good. Gives you a good feeling about home. Give me any readout you can about Jordan A. Yeah, he was real nice. In his letter he wrote, and he said, well, he's glad he got home. He'd be glad to see Nancy for me and take care of her for me. Till I got home. Case the dirty son of a gun will probably do it. Well, I'm in good shape. Not in much danger. Got a big bunker to dive into when I have to. Fever subsided. Gaining a little bit of weight back. Just says that week and a half I recently spent out in the field, I lost about 15 pounds right there. So if you didn't eat much, you can't. You're trying to be real quiet and not opening cans or anything like that, so you lived off what you could, candy bars you could stuff in your pocket and water you could get at night. But I'm slowly but surely gaining that back on. Well, looks like this is about running out. Give my love to everybody, and I hope you're all well and safe. And I'll try to send another tape or a letter just as soon as I can. Good night.